Oh man, a brother is tired. Do you hear me? What's going on, everybody? What's going on? Welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode of the Opinionated Brothers. I am one of your hosts, Tyronza, Big Ronza, Big Ties in the building. You feel me? Want to give out to a shout out to our co-hosts and producers, HD and Cousin Scrap, not here today, working and getting that munions. You feel what I'm saying? And I can't thank them enough for all they do for the show. So shout out to them. Make sure y'all give them some love. Listen, if I do sound a little under the weather, I am not. I am very tired. Didn't get into the crib yesterday. What is today? Tuesday. And usually we record a little bit earlier, but it was a crazy, crazy weekend. Good weekend, by the way, but crazy weekend that led into a Monday full of greatness. So I'm sorry. I apologize to our Patreon for getting this to you late. My apologies, but we are here. You feel what I'm saying? Be sure to, if you watch us on YouTube or on Patreon, if you watch us via video, be sure to like, comment, subscribe. That's where you can get on our YouTube channel. That's where you can get all of our video content. Not ad-free, though, but video content right there. If you want ad-free content and exclusive content, come on over to our Patreon, $3 a month, 7-day free trial once you sign up and become a member. And also, we give you a discount on your first month. All right, so just come on over. And if you don't like the content, listen, I don't mind. You could peace out. We don't mind it. You feel what I'm saying? But when you support the Patreon, you do support Epic Echo Productions. So we definitely thank y'all. And to everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice via your headphones, whether you listen to me, listening to us, you know, via your headphones in the car or your Alexa, wherever you're listening to us at via audio, be sure to leave us a review. 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, 2-star, 1-star, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Let us know how we can get better. And that lets us know that we got some real fans. You feel what I'm saying? And supporters. So let us know how we're doing and leave us a review wherever you're listening to us from. Listen, we got a great show for y'all today. Not a long one, of course, because again, I'm tired. You feel what I'm saying? But we do have a good one for y'all today. We're going to get into our MVPs of the week and, of course, our clowns of the week, our clip of the week, of course. We're going to talk a little bit about Andrew Schultz and why he has really made the news. Trash! And we're also going to get into Diddy Gate Part 2, The Diddler. Diddy has been all over my timeline. And all over my news cycle. It's been ridiculous. So let's get right into it. Let's not even waste any time. Our MVPs of the week. This is why I am tired. Literally why I am tired today. MVPs of the week this week are the Marley Brothers. I had the opportunity to go see or go to my first ever Marley concert, if you want to kind of first concert that I've ever seen Ziggy, Stefan, Julian, Damien, Kimani, all of them kind of even in one place or, you know, separately. I've never seen them together or just in a concert. So this is my first experience, Marley tour, Marley music experience. Now, I've definitely listened to a few of his songs, Bob Marley. His energy, his spirit, his message was always reverberating kind of through our household. So we love Bob Marley over here. So to absolutely go to this concert was amazing. And just to see his sons kind of still have what I've seen in documentaries and in movies, kind of that spirit that peace, love, vibrations, positivity, spirit, you know, that they hold so well. The concert was great. They did start a little late. I will say that they did start a little late, but they got us. They started late, but they got us out there early. You feel me? They started a little late. You know what I'm saying? They came on stage a little late, but they got us out at a great time. Again, it's a Monday. You know, people got to go to work tomorrow. You feel what I'm saying? So it was great. They played a lot of his probably some of the songs that maybe a lot of us didn't know. But then he played, of course, Don't Worry About a Thing. You know, Don't Worry. You know what I'm saying? They did not play Stir It Up, which is one of my favorites. Stir it up, do-do, do-do. Little darling, steer it up. Yo, they didn't play that. I was so hurt that they didn't play that. But they came back out, did they sets. The smoke was smoking up in that place. Let me tell you something. The smoke was smoking up in that place. And let me. What really shocked me. Real talk. What really shocked me and what got to me was when the place was packed, because they sold out that place. When the place was packed, when I looked around, it was a sea. Now, I've been to the PNC, that stadium or that venue before to go see SWV. Now, SWV has some white folks in there. They know some R&B. However, but they were not as like prevalent as they were when it came to this Marley, the Marley Brothers, you know, legacy tour. It was not that. Like, I was super shocked. We pulled up. You got the white people tailgating and shit like that. I'm like, okay. All right, they smoking on their ganja and shit. I'm like, whoa, oh shit! Are these our allies? No, for real. I'm sitting there like, whoa, right? So I'm looking around, and I'm like, once you see them performing, and it's around like 9:30, so everybody's in their seat, chilling, standing up. You pretty much stood up the entire time. They performed for 2 hours straight. They literally, you stood up the entire time. I think I sat down twice because my feet were killing me, but literally stood up the entire time basically. And all you see is the smoke in the air. I mean, everybody, let me tell you something, everybody, this was lit. Like, this was one of those concerts that you didn't know you needed, but you needed.
Taking a moment from the podcast to talk about our affiliate partners and give love to Asha, the ultimate podcast distribution platform that helps you launch, grow, and monetize your show all in one place. With Asha, you can distribute your podcast everywhere with just one click, track your analytics, and even engage your audience with built-in marketing tools. It's everything you need to take your podcast to the next level, whether you're just starting out or already have a loyal following. Ready to make podcasting easier? Hit the link in our bio right now or click the QR code and start Asha today for free.
It was all positivity, love. It wasn't no bullshit going on. It wasn't no fighting going on. It wasn't no cussing going on. It was just literally put your hemp wraps in the air, put your spliffs in the air, put your fucking paper blunts in the air and spark, and let's have some fun, and let's just jig out and jam out. And that's what we did. That's exactly what we did. I didn't know I needed that concert the way I did. It gave me such a just like a woo-sah. Because I know just from all the shit that I've been dealing with, it was just like a day where it was just like, yo, I woo-sahed. It was beautiful. It was amazing. And again, to see more white folks than anything jamming out to this music, getting they weed on, getting they smoke on, whether that be blunt, you know, vapor, whatever, and they jamming lit. Like, I mean, they killing it. I'm like, oh, wow. The Jamaicans was in there heavy. Shout out to my Jamaican brothers and sisters, all my cousins. You feel what I'm saying? It was lit. It was lit from the lawn to the row, to the first seat. And we were close too. We upgraded our seats and we were close. We got way closer because we were supposed to be on the lawn, which the lawn looked lit. Okay, the lawn looked lit. But we got so close that we were like near the stage. So it was lit. Shout out to the Marley Brothers' Legacy Tour. If you I suggest you go. If you have not had a concert yet or have not gone to a concert yet, please go to the Marley Brothers. If you want something that's mad chill, not just mad chill, and I don't want to make it seem like it's just mad chill, like you're not going to have fun. No. If you want something that's mad chill, you see everybody just vibing out, positive vibes. Like when this was the meaning of positive vibes everywhere. There was no BS going on. Positive vibes everywhere, chilling, people relaxed, people drinking, people smoking. Like it was just everybody just rocking out to reggae music. It was lit. That was one of the first concerts where I seen like, whoa. It's packed in here and nobody is sitting here trying to kill nobody. Nobody's sitting here trying to shoot nobody, bang, bang. Nobody's sitting here. And when we're leaving out the parking lot, nobody's trying to sit here and jam nobody up. No, it was from the moment we got there to the time we left. Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. I would definitely have to say one of the top three concerts that I've been to, especially in terms of, I would say best concert in terms of just my feet hurt the entire time. I did not sit down unless for 2 seconds, just to let my feet breathe. But I'm up spitting the words, listening to the words. Some songs I knew, some songs I didn't, but I'm vibing. And it was a vibe from the moment we got there to the time we left. Shout out to the Marley Brothers. Shout out to the Legacy Tour. Rest in peace and always love to Bob Marley. Rastafari, you feel me? Wagwan Mayu, listen, I really felt like after that concert, I'm like 30% Rastafarian. It's not even a game. Like I was telling my girl, I feel like that. I feel like that for real. Like it's not even a game. All right, let's get into our clown of the week. Trash! Now, I got something for you. Oh, we didn't even do our clip of the week, did we? Jesus Christ, we didn't even do our clip. So we'll get into our clip of the week once we get into our clown. Clown of the week, though, right? Because I've never, in the 30 years that I've been alive, right? And in the 20 some years that I've, you know, in the 10, maybe 15 years that I've had a functional brain, right? Like capacity to think for myself, do for myself, live on my own, do on my own, 15, 20 years, right? Okay, cool. I've never heard of somebody, and this is where the concept of y'all do shit for less comes in. Jonathan J. Owens, y'all don't know this man. This man is from Ohio, okay? I believe he's from Ohio. You don't know him. We don't know him. But obviously, somebody pissed him off. So much so to the point where Mr. Jonathan J. Owens decided that he wanted to stab a man, not over just a PB&J, okay? He didn't just want to stab the man over a PB&J. He stabbed the man because the jelly was left on the counter. Now, we already know how PB&Js are made. We know how they get down. We know how messy they can get. Okay? And I'm sorry, this is an Illinois man. Excuse me. In DeKalb, Illinois. Right? He was charged with first-degree murder, attempted murder, after an incident took place on Sunday. resulting in the in the man as you see right here, right there we go, right there. He took a butter knife and stabbed the victim about 5 times. And yes, you heard me right. He took a butter knife and stabbed the man 5 times. Now, the altercation was caused because I guess my man's who was stabbed was making him a PB&J and maybe left a little driplets of the peanut butter and the jelly and may not have seen that he did so, okay? And maybe he did. He just didn't want to clean it up, right? Okay, cool. My man's over here who's the stabber, wants to sit here and confront, oh, dude, hey, you left jelly on the counter. You left jelly and peanut butter on the counter. So altercation ensues where I guess punches are thrown by the person who was stabbed. And then my man's, a witness comes in and tries to intervene. And then all of a sudden, my man's pulls out a butter knife and starts to stab. It can't be that serious over PB&J, people. Like, I got bread, peanut butter, crunchy, because I don't, you know, skimpy too. Because Jiffy be on that recall bullshit. But I literally have peanut butter and jelly in my fridge and in my cupboard right now. I'm not fighting anybody or stabbing anybody over anything to do with a PB&J. Trash! Because now this man is looking at 30 to 60 years in prison. That's what he's looking at now. Because you decided that you were just so upset and you were just so angry that you're going to take a butter knife because a man made a PB&J and then just maybe accidentally left some on the counter. He didn't see it. So you take your aggressive ass over there and start an altercation over peanut butter and jelly? I've never known people to be so upset about that. Maybe if it's the last PB&J on Earth and it's an apocalypse and it's in a zombie apocalypse and it's like the last golden sandwich or some shit like that, I guess. Well, my nigga, you sitting here and with a butter knife, no less. Like, wait, what? I think they say he got hit in his stomach. Like, he punctured an intestine. Like, bro, what? How mad were you? Like, this is not, again, this is not the butcher knife that you see in the picture right now. Or this is not a Swiss arm. This is not one of those cutter knives or one of those steak. This is not a steak knife. This is not a fucking vegetable knife, sharp knives. This is a fucking butter knife. The butter knife is really not supposed to be the one to cut you. It's the one to spread. The butter knife is the spreader. How is the butter knife now the killer?
Trash!
You had to be some level of upset. Like, high up there. To do some shit like that. That's all I'm saying. Like, Mr. Owens, you need to get locked up. This is what sometimes you need to get locked up for. You know, this is where we have to be like, yeah, you need to get locked up. So, you know, that's crazy.
Trash!
That is nuts. All right, let's get into our clip of the week because we were supposed to do this in the beginning real quick. So, I want to talk. Okay, real quick. Because we have to understand sometimes that sometimes doing it for the gram gets a little excessive. You know, we're in the age right now that, you know, doing it for social media is the way to go now, right? Doing it for the gram. You remember the little girl, do it for the gram. I ain't gonna do it. Do it for the gram. I ain't gonna do it. Right. It was so cute and sweet and innocent at the time. That was about 10 years ago. 10 plus years later, we're literally still doing it for the gram. Just for the attention. Not even for the engagement or for the money or just for just the just trying to be funny. No, we're just doing it for the attention, whether it's negative or positive attention. We're just doing it for the attention. That's it. So when we're sitting here making mouse ragoon on social media, that's when I know that we are beyond the fabric of help. Let us take a listen and take a look to the video.
Anyhow, we get up on this app, we get up on social media, and you know, we do these food reviews sometimes, and we do these cooking tutorials, and you know, sometimes we can just take it overboard when we're making mouse ragoon. And we're just eating it like it's our favorite snack, right? Sriracha sauce on top and all of that good stuff. Like, I mean, he's just going in on this thing right now. And then he takes it out his mouth and shows us and then puts it back. He puts it back. That's what he did. That's exactly what this man did. This is some diabolical work. Mm-hmm. That's not demure at all. At all. But hey, for the gram, right? For the gram, right?
Now, if you didn't know, that is my voice talking, but it is in helium version. One of my reaction videos. Shout out to everybody that continues to love and support the reaction videos as well. However, let's really talk about this. The man, if you were listening and not watching, the clip of the week was a Asian man basically frying up baby mouses. And you heard me right, frying them up baby mouse while still alive, in oil, rolling them up in like some, you know how you do, what am I trying to say? The dough with the egg wash, and you kind of wrap it up and roll it up like an egg roll or some shit like that. He made that like crab ragoon. He made mouse ragoon. He put the mouse in the dough, fried the dough with the mouse after the mouse was already fried, and he ate it. And then again, as I said before, deliberately took it out his mouth to show us what the fuck, and then ate it again, and then stuck his tongue out to show us that he ate it. Now, we want to fight people over PB&Js.
Trash!
We want to stab niggas over with butter knives over PB&J. This is diabolical work right here. This is nasty work right here. Like, I don't want to see violence at all. I don't condone violence. But if you told me, Ty, hey, I beat his ass because he was eating some mouse ragoon and just frying baby mouses out here, I'm going to look at you like, you know what? That's some nasty shit. Like, I don't condone violence, but that's some nasty shit. That's nasty. That's ridiculous. Not sitting here killing somebody or damn near going to jail over fucking a PB&J spillage. Come on now. But we got to stop for the gram. It has to be stopped, because I feel like people are just doing this shit either for our reactions, for the gram, right? Just to do it. You know what I'm saying? Not even trying to get even a lick of monetization off of it. Just doing it, just do it. Because they want that notoriety and they think they can just get famous and shit like that. It don't work like that, guys. Just want to let you know. But hey, you continue to do what you do and eat your mouse ragu. All right, so I want to quickly get into why Andrew Schultz needs to shut the fuck up sometime.
Trash!
Andrew Schultz was on his podcast Flagrant 2 with two guys from the UK who have a popular podcast. And they were talking about black women. And basically Andrew Schultz was, you know, basically talking about the experience of black women and I guess his experience of black women and being very derogatory and very disrespectful in his joking, and I guess the other two were laughing at the jokes. Listen, this is what you get when you go into a white man's podcast who has gotten a little too comfortable when it comes to the black culture. And I want to make sure I preface this by saying Ryan Clark from the Pivot Podcast has such an immaculate and well-rounded take that I definitely suggest y'all go listen to. I would just put in Pivot Podcast, Andrew Schultz. We'll link it. We'll actually have a link for that clip down in our description so y'all can see it. But he has such an immaculate take for Andrew Schultz. But I'm not going to be as immaculate. I'm not going to be as demure as Ryan was and as professional. Because Andrew Schultz has had a history. This is not the first time. This is not the second, third, fourth. No, he has a history of thinking because you have one of the best podcasts or one of the most, the long, I guess if you want to talk in terms of longevity tip, podcast in that term with a black man who flips and flops when he wants to be out the culture. Love Charlamagne, but flips and flops when he wants to be in and out of the culture. Just because you have a black friend in Charlamagne does not give you the right, you pedophile looking motherfucker, to sit here and disrespect our queens. You understand what I'm saying? Even if you think you were joking or not, you weren't funny. You weren't funny at all. And it's interesting that we take so much, I guess, credence to or give a lot of credence to what a pedophile looking motherfucker like this would say. I don't trust a white man with a mustache like that. I'm sorry.
Trash!
I do not. Call me what you want to call me. I don't trust a man like that. And we as black people got to stop giving these type of white folks so much leeway within the culture. You understand what I'm saying? The DJ Vlads of the world. The fucking, what's his damn name? The porn star with his wife and shit like that. Adam 22. I put all of these niggas in the same motherfucking category. I put DJ Vlad, Andrew Schultz, and fucking Adam 22 in the same category. Pedophile looking motherfuckers who have the nerve and the immediate gall to sit here and tell me what I need to know about my culture. Just because you've interviewed, you've been around, you sat here, nigga, you were the camera guy. Andrew Schultz, you were just a podcast guy and a comedian until some shit started to pop off with you, nigga. Stop. Stop. Like, for real, stop. Like, just because you have a black friend in Charlamagne does not give you the credence nor the wherewithal or leeway to sit here and disrespect my women.
Taking a moment from the show to give our affiliate partners CapCut a little love, the all-in-one video editing app that makes editing a breeze. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, CapCut has everything you need to create high-quality videos right from your phone. It's packed with tools like filters, effects, music, and even AI-powered features to take your content to the next level. Plus, it's super easy to use, perfect for TikToks, Reels, YouTube videos, and more. So if you're ready to up your editing game, go ahead and download the CapCut app today using the QR code right here or the link right down in our bio.
Because if we go and disrespect your woman, it's a whole nother different story, right? So shut the fuck up sometimes. Sometimes you really do have to shut the fuck up. See, telling that to a comedian, that's a red flag. Because they don't want to shut the fuck up. But sometimes you need to know how to shut the fuck up. You need to shut the fuck up. Now, the podcasters that were from the UK, they had an apology and shit like that. Whack-ass apology. But I don't get... Listen. The main thing over kind of the last 3 years that a lot of content creators, podcasters have kind of deemed their hat on, when their engagement is low, when things are low, is to sit here and demean the black woman. Demeaning the black woman gets so much engagement, whether that be a podcast, whether that be something on social media, whether that be something talked about on radio or television. That topic continues to just be one of those topics That gets you that type of engagement. Andrew Schultz has not been here before. He's done this before. How do I know? I've watched Andrew Schultz for probably the last on and off for the last like 7-8 years. So when you watch a man like this, who has literally changed his appearance from like lice looking hair to nice looking hair, to no facial hair, to a pedophile, damn near looking like Jeffrey Dahmer ass mustache.
Trash!
I've never trusted you type niggas. And again, I put him in the same category as Vlad, as fucking Adam 22. People who like to sift and sift from the culture, but you're not even a part of it. Go sift and sift from your own culture. Go talk to them. Don't do a podcast with Charlamagne. Go do a podcast with somebody else and keep that podcast. Don't do the Brilliant Idiots. No. Let the Brilliant Idiots go. Keep doing Flagrant 2. Because Flagrant 2, listen, Flagrant 2 is getting numbers. Y'all doing your numbers over there. Keep doing that. My thing is, stop. I want these white folks who think they just know the culture so much to stop interviewing and talking to us. And let's see who you interview. Who are the white folks or the other folks of color that you're going to interview who have more culture and more pizzazz and more personality than us? I'll wait. I'll fucking wait. Oh, okay. Because you don't keep Charlamagne on your show. Y'all don't stay together if Charlamagne doesn't have the pizzazz that he has. So again, you pedophile looking motherfucker, stop sitting here demeaning and disrespecting my black women and my queens when you have never sat here and tried to understand it, even in the slightest. So shut up, fake ass looking Jeffrey Dahmer looking ass motherfucker.
Trash!
Like, I don't like that shit. And he's been doing it consistently. See, a lot of people have been giving him grace all week. Fuck your grace. Fuck you, honestly. Fuck your grace and fuck you, because you continue to do this shit and then no apology, because you felt like you did nothing wrong. Of course you didn't. And of course, I have to call Charlamagne to the forefront, because he's not going to sit here and hold your feet to the fucking fire. He's going to sit here and gaslight you and be like, oh, well, you know, you really didn't know anything. You were just saying you're a girl. You were just saying you're a girl. Shut up, Charlamagne. And it's so, that's a Patreon episode. Literally Patreon episode. Well, we're here, guys. We're here. We're at the precipice of the show. Diddygate. Diddygate. The diddler is caught. After all that has happened over the last, few months, the raids, the video footages, the Cassie lawsuits, all of everybody coming out over the past year, maybe two, stating a piece, the diddler has been arrested. And rightfully so, man. Rightfully so, bro. And the prosecution has called some names to the forefront. Those names, I was shocked, but not at the same time. Because some of those names are the names that I listen to the most, and I'm like, oh, shit. You know? Here's the thing, bro. Has anybody seen New Jack City? Right. If you remember in New Jack City, my man's Wesley Snipes was at the podium. And basically, he was just about to bring everybody down with him. Everybody that helped him, everybody that got him to where he is, everybody that got him to that courtroom. He was going to snitch. And what happens? Old guy shoots him at the end. Boom, bow, dead, gone. Diddy is on death watch. Diddy is on suicide watch. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I do feel for his daughters out of anything. Because I know the media is going to try and just be up in their face. Everybody's going to ask them if they're okay, or they're okay, or they're okay. That's who I really am kind of just like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Is the daughters. Because as foul and as fucked up and as violent and as nasty as this son of a bitch was, and is, I don't believe that he exposed this to his daughters. Now, he definitely, I believe, and I could be making an ass of myself, I definitely believe he exposed this to his sons. His sons know somewhat about this lifestyle. Definitely. All three of them. But his daughters, I don't think so. Shit like that, you keep away from your daughters. You know? So that's who I'm feeling for right now, is his daughters. Because they about to get a whole bunch of backlash and comments and questions and all of that shit. It's about to be a lot. It's going to be a lot. Do I feel remorse for the sons? Hell no. Hell no. I don't feel no remorse for you niggas at all. I don't feel remorse for daddy. Why? Sympathy, empathy for what? For what? I said this 3 months ago. When all this shit was happening, when the CNN video dropped, when the fucking raid happened. Nigga, it's your time. You've been doing all of this crazy shit that we have heard rumors about. I have heard rumors about Diddy for just as long as I've heard about R. Kelly, I've heard about fucking Diddy, bro. And we did, the black community, especially in music, did with the same thing they did with R. Kelly to Diddy. They fucking over their head, or they swept it under the rug. Now that rug has gotten too big. Now the overhead has gotten a little overhead, nigga. What do you think is going to happen? Like, I think we get so complacent and comfortable. And I'm not just talking to Diddy. I'm talking about the people who enabled Diddy, who enabled the R. Kellys and the Diddys of the world. What? Do you not think that this shit is going to come back to bite you in the ass one day? And I don't be understanding. Do people understand if common sense is so fucking common? Because I'm just like, common sense would tell me, I'm not doing this shit with you, Diddy. What did fucking Cass say at the beginning of the year? You gotta tell that motherfucker no. You gotta tell him no. Obviously, a lot of you motherfuckers didn't tell him no. So what is Diddy gonna do? What do I believe Diddy's gonna do? New Jack City this shit? Diddy got his hands in too many fucking pockets, got too many motherfucking politicians and musicians and music artists and execs and presidents and probably rulers of countries in his fucking footage. They want that man dead. Oh, we gonna keep it a stack today. They won't did it dead. Why? Because Diddy can New Jack City this shit. This is real life New Jack City. Are we not paying attention? We not paying attention. They say he had cameras in every room and every angle. So if you got a camera here, you damn near got probably 6 cameras in the room. I got it on video. Huh? HD 4K 1080p. What? I will. Now, there are people that's higher than him. Of course, that probably on those videos, on those tapes. I always think that. Hell yeah. Excuse me. I always think that there's somebody higher than Diddy that's on them damn tapes that has more power than you, has more money than you, has more cachet than you. Definitely is on them tapes. Definitely trying to get you taken out. Definitely. Yes, we're going to talk today. We're going to talk today. I know YouTube not going to mind. I don't care. We're going to talk today. Diddy, what you did was fucked up, my boy. And you didn't think consequences weren't going to come back to bite you in the ass? Oh, man. I guess people, when they get into these type of situations, I don't think, I maybe they don't care about the consequence, because you definitely think about them. Maybe you just don't care. Tell me another reason. Because obviously you don't care. You don't give a damn. And now that's where you at, where you at. Do I feel sympathy? Do I have empathy? Absolutely not. The sympathy and empathy goes to his daughters. Kim's kids. And then we got word that Kim, God rest her soul, got a tell-all book out. And now that Diddy's in prison, everybody's telling their story. People are coming out and saying what needs to be said. Diddy must have a hold on the industry for that long for y'all to now come out and say something. So I guess my question then becomes, and I guess we'll leave it here. And I'm talking to the enablers. You know who you are. What does it take for you to sit here and shut the fuck up? What? How much? What is the number? Is it threatening your family? Is it threatening to kill you? Can you not stand on business? Can you not stand on integrity? Is the money more important than actual integrity and morality? Because when I look at both the R. Kelly and the P. Diddy, that is my question in this framework, just period, to the enablers: is the money more important than your integrity? And if you say yes, cool, then don't sit here and come out telling your story because you took the money. You could have told this story 20 years ago. Yeah, nobody would have probably believed you, because at that time there wasn't social media, and at that time Diddy had probably a pulse hand on the fabric of culture, especially New York at the time. So what? You enabled this man to do violent, heinous, disrespectful things to people. 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lube is diabolical.
Trash!
I don't give a damn how much you slice and dice it away. That is crazy work. Talking about, yeah, you gonna count my baby oil? First of all, black people have Vaseline. If I'm using baby oil, especially the Johnson & Johnson, and I stopped using baby oil a long time ago, especially Johnson & Johnson, then all these videos that's surfacing up with resurfacing with you and Meek Mill calling him daddy and asking Fabulous why we having party. Like, listen, Diddy, again, I'm pretty too young to understand, but all of my OGs that have been listening to him, rocking with him, loving him for so long, let me ask y'all a question. Now, I said I was going to leave it there, but I'm going to leave it here. Let me ask y'all a question for real. The ones who have listened to Diddy all their life, listened to all his music, all of that shit. There wasn't one instance that you knew of or anything in his songs or anything in his clips that told you that this nigga was on some shit. We just let it rock, right? Let's be honest. You just let it rock, just like y'all did R. Kelly. Y'all just let it rock, right? Okay. Okay. That's all. You had to let it rock. You let it rock. He don't get away with this for 20, 30 plus years if you don't let it rock. So, hey, man. I will say prayers up for Diddy. I don't want to see him die. You know, I don't want to see him die in the jail cell. I don't want to see him, you know, somebody try to take him out or him kill himself. But to have these fears and consequences after so much of the bullshit that you have done, I wish you the best. God bless you. You know what I'm saying? God bless. You know what I'm saying? God bless. Message of the week this week. Get Diddy off my screen because he is not the message. You feel me? Listen, first of all, I just want to let y'all know God is amazing. Okay, God is amazing. I just want to let y'all just leave y'all off with push. Push and be patient. I recently had some phenomenal news come through this week. I'll probably talk more about it on the Patreon. But I had some phenomenal news come through this week that, you know, patience just, you need patience for, right? And it's what I needed and it's what I wanted, right? And I even got a little bit more in the process. You understand what I'm saying? And that was from me just being patient and continuing to push through all the adversity that probably I set on myself and that, of course, society and life is setting on myself. But make sure that you psych your own self out. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that you are bigging your own self up, right? Make sure you are in the mirror telling yourself that you can do it, that you are a beast, that you are that one, that you are him, that you are her. Give yourself those positive affirmations. Be patient and continue to push. You understand what I'm saying? Because trust me and believe me, God is going to move. God is going to do something if he's not already doing it. That is going to just shift. You only need one opportunity. What Eminem say? Just give me one shot, one opportunity. And listen, God is amazing. That's all I gotta say. So continue to keep pushing, keep striving, keep thriving, and have your patience. Have patience. It's coming. All right, it's coming. All right, listen, I love y'all. Y'all be easy, stay breezy. Again, be sure to give some love to Cousin Scrap and HD. You feel me? Be sure to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to us and give us a review. We appreciate y'all wherever you listen to us at via audio. That may be Apple Podcasts, Alexa. That may be Stitcher. I don't know. No, Stitcher's gone now. Oh, man. Rest in peace, Stitcher. Spotify. And anywhere that you listen to podcasts via audio, we are there. Podchaser, we're also there as well, all right? But via video, be sure to like, comment, subscribe wherever you watch us from, which is basically YouTube, you feel what I'm saying, or our Patreon. $3 a month for our Patreon for exclusive content. We'll be bringing you some exclusive content this week, so be sure to be on the lookout for that. And I love you guys, all right? I love y'all. We'll be back for another one next week. And again, my bad for being late this week, but we are here, all right? I love y'all. Y'all be easy, stay breezy. And of course, this has been another one. I love y'all. Y'all be good. Peace.